It's time for news from Effingham's most trusted source, 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Sapp. Multiple rounds of showers and storms will develop across the area today and tonight. A few of the storms could produce hail up to the size of quarters or wind gusts to 60 miles per hour. Localized heavy rainfall over an inch is also possible. Looking ahead to the weekend, a 60 to 80% chance for thunderstorms on Sunday. Some of those storms could be severe, so we'll keep an eye out on that as well. We'll double-check the forecast for you at the close of our look at news. We're at a morning low of 42 right now, off a high yesterday of 60. Progress is being made toward the construction of a multi-use apartment complex in the central part of Effingham. The City Zoning Board of Appeals this week granted a setback variance, allowing for construction of an 8-unit apartment building on the northwest corner of Maple Street and Clinton Avenue. The project is being developed by BHR Investments. We told you yesterday about the 150th anniversary of St. Anthony's Memorial Hospital and about the fact that HSHS St. Anthony's is going to have a variety of events throughout this 150th anniversary year. One thing they are doing is recognizing the 150th baby born at the hospital in this anniversary year. That happened last Thursday when Lucy Ann Feldick was born to Callie and Nick Feldick of Dietrich, and a photo of the parents and little one is up on the local news page at 979xfm.com and kjcountry.com. Dietrich Village board members are seeking grant funding for a sewer main relining project. Relining is much more affordable than replacing sewer lines. The village has secured a $1 million grant through Congressman Mike Bost's office, but the village is hoping to undertake a $2 million project. Village officials have heard from U.S. Senator Dick Durbin's office that grant funds could be available, so we'll pursue that option. The board approved a professional services agreement with Milano and Grenlow Engineers for that project. Board members also approved a $250 sponsorship for 2025 for the Dietrich Park District Summer Ball Program. Also approved was an amendment to the village appointment ordinance reflecting the hiring of 4 summer youth employees. Those hired are Tanner Will, Landon Keck, Gavin Meinhardt, and Gavin French. A Southern Illinois district judge sentenced a St. Louis man to over 12 years in federal prison for his involvement in a vehicle sales scheme using fake cashier's checks and targeting victims in Madison, Jasper, Bond, and Fayette counties. The convicted individual, 34-year-old Valentino Kolick, pleaded guilty in September to a series of counts and got the 12-year-plus sentence. Once he's out of prison, he'll serve 3 years of supervised release. 3 other individuals, also all from St. Louis, were named in the 11-count indictment, and information on their outcome and the rest of the case up on the local news page. According to court documents, the co-conspirators participated in a scheme to defraud private vehicle sellers on Facebook Marketplace and Craigslist with fake cashier's checks from 2018 until August of 2023. The checks were printed on security-enhanced check paper with the names and logos of real banks with fake routing numbers, and they issued checks over $1.7 million. Not in value, but that's what they hoped they would receive. Instead, they're headed up the river. Jasper County board members finalized the county flag. The flag commission met in February and decided on the unity flag with an eagle. The royal blue of the flag symbolizes patriotism, while the circle on the flag symbolizes unity. The smaller stars symbolize the 11 townships within the county. The eagle represents the national bird, school mascot, and the large number of eagles in Jasper County. The blue in the middle represents the Embra River. The fields in orange symbolize agriculture and growth, and orange and blue are the school colors. County Board voted to officially adopt the flag. The board approved a technology-managed service agreement with Magoo and Associates of Effingham, effective May 1st. The county's current contract with Kemper Technology Consulting will end on April 30th. Board members last month purchased a building and property at 903 Van Buren in Newton. It was shared at this month's meeting that the property was purchased for use as storage during the courthouse reconstruction project upcoming. It will also be the future home of the Jasper County Emergency Management Agency. The board awarded improvements to the south entrance to the county office building in Newton to Precise Construction Service for $76,700. The project will include ADA improvements to the entrance to make the property qualified as a polling place. And Jasper board members were reminded of an electronic recycling event that's coming up this Saturday from 7 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That'll be at the Jasper County Highway Building. A reminder, tonight's the night for the 55th Annual Society for Academic Achievement, or SAA, Banquet. That'll take place at 6:30 tonight at Effingham High School in the Hearts Rock Cafe. It's sponsored each year by the Noon and Sunrise Rotary Clubs. Noon is the host organization this year, and the awards banquet, organized in accordance with rules and regulations of the Society for Academic Achievement, which has been around since 1959, and events have been held through the years. Rotary has taken over the sole sponsorship in recent years. Jeff Fricknick will be the guest speaker for tonight's event. It again begins at 6:30 tonight at EHS. Enrollment at Illinois community colleges grew to more than 285,000 in the spring semester this year. That's an 8.9% increase over a year ago, and the largest spring-to-spring enrollment increase since the Illinois Community College Board began collecting system-wide data in the late 1990s. In a report released, the ICCB said 40 of the state's 45 community colleges reported enrollment growth this spring. Snoop Dogg's going to be at the state fair. Snoop Dogg will be performing Wednesday night, August 30th in Springfield. Tickets available now via Ticketmaster. The mother of an 11-year-old Chicago boy who was allegedly stabbed to death by her ex-boyfriend last year has filed a lawsuit against the Illinois Prisoner Review Board. Capital News Illinois reports the board voted to release Chrisetti Brandt last year after finding there wasn't enough evidence that he'd violated his parole for contacting Latarius Smith. The day after Brand was released, he went back to that ex-girlfriend's apartment and allegedly drew a knife on her. She suffered multiple severe stab wounds while her son, a promising dancer, was stabbed to death. Her lawsuit alleges the Prisoner Review Board acted negligently when it voted to release Brand. The complaint also names the state's Department of Corrections, Chicago Police, and others. Illinois could see energy shortages as early as 2030. Now, Democrats are working on a plan to prevent that by building more energy storage. The report is the legislation could incentivize companies to build batteries to store solar and wind energy. This would store extra power to use when the sun isn't shining or the wind isn't blowing. Republicans warned their colleagues that closing coal plants would lead to energy shortages when they passed a law to move to 100% clean energy by 2050. But sponsors of the bill say Illinois can't go backwards. They say clean energy is the future. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll look at deaths and your forecast in 2 minutes.
You're busy. We get it. You need to be able to bank from anywhere, anytime. And you can with LLCU Digital Banking. It's like having an LLCU teller, loan officer, or a financial counselor at your fingertips. Make mobile deposits, check balances, pay bills, pay friends, check your credit score, apply for a loan, even make a budget, all from your desktop or mobile device. We know you're busy, so take us with you. Visit llcu.org for details. Land of Lincoln Credit Union. Bank on learning more. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Sherwin-Williams Distribution Center in Effingham is excited to share our new starting pay rates for our full-time warehouse technician positions. Join our team of dedicated employees and earn $25.25 per hour plus a shift differential. Our second shift differential is $1.50 an hour, and our third shift differential is $2 an hour. If you're looking for a job with better pay and benefits, apply with Sherwin-Williams anytime at sherwin.com/Effingham. Sherwin-Williams is an equal opportunity employer for all protected statuses, including veteran and disability.
Get the ultimate in air cooking with 5 cooking modes. Find a feel-good crisp with no preheat air fry. Bake evenly on multiple racks with air baking. Seal in flavors and juices with Air Roast. Get toasty treats with Air Broil. Bring leftovers back to life with Air Reheat. Stop in Probst Refrigeration on West Jefferson Avenue in Effingham or call us at 217-342-6441.
When it comes to your financial future, the best time to start was yesterday. The second best time, today. Hi, I'm Lauren Meinhardt, financial advisor with Smith Moore in Effingham. Whether you're saving for retirement, planning for college, or building wealth, the key is starting early. The earlier you begin, the more time your money has to grow and the closer you'll get to reaching your goals. Don't wait for the perfect moment. Start building your financial future now. Call me, Lauren Meinhardt, at 217-347-5225. Let's make your money work harder. Smith Moore, member SIPC, FINRA.
A look at deaths on this Thursday. Charles Troy or Tom Davis, 90, of the Hickstown community southeast of Harrod, Illinois, died on Wednesday afternoon. Funeral arrangements for Tom Davis are incomplete at Meyer Funeral Home in Newton. Timothy H. or Tim Lighty, 77, of Wheeler, died on Wednesday. Funeral arrangements for Tim Lighty are pending at Bauer Funeral Home in Effingham. Gregory Dwayne Webb, 62, of Newton, died on Monday. Per Greg's request, cremation rites will be accorded. The family of Gregory Dwayne Webb, 62, of Newton, is planning a celebration of life at a later date. Crane Funeral Home in Newton is assisting. Judy Ludwig of Effingham died on Monday in Scottsdale, Arizona. A celebration of life for Judy Ludwig is being planned in Effingham. Details are forthcoming. Tony R. Murphy, 61, of Mattoon, died Tuesday afternoon. Funeral arrangements for Tony Murphy are pending at Gieseking Funeral Home in Altamont. Lois Carol Durbin, 81, of St. Elmo, died on Wednesday morning. Funeral services for Lois Carol Durbin will be Saturday morning at 11 o'clock at Trinity Chapel, the Post Oak Church in rural St. Elmo. There will be an hour's visitation at the church from 10 to 11 Saturday morning. There will also be a visitation for Lois Durbin from 5 to 7 Friday night. That will be at Pagel Funeral Home in St. Elmo. Funeral services for 60-year-old Roger McKinney of Iola will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at McGriff Funeral Home in Louisville. Visitation for Roger McKinney will be from 11 to 1 Saturday. Funeral services for Sandra K. Taylor, 76, of Shelbyville, will be Friday at 1 o'clock at Howanyaki Funeral Home in Shelbyville. Visitation for Sandra K. Taylor will be from 11 to 1 Friday. Funeral services for 97-year-old Norma Siebert of Altamont will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Altamont. Visitation for Norma Siebert will be from noon to 2 on Saturday at the church. Funeral services for Jenny Osick, 93, of Altamont, will be Saturday morning at 11 o'clock at St. Clair Catholic Church in Altamont. Visitation for Jenny Osick will be from 9 to 11 a.m. Saturday at the church. Funeral services for 79-year-old James Allen of Shumway will be today. That'll be this morning at 11 o'clock at Pagel Funeral Home in Edgewood. Visitation for James Allen from 10 to 11 this morning. Funeral services for Marita Kemi, 85, of Effingham, formerly of Shumway, will be today. That'll be this morning at 10 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Shumway for Marita Kemi. Here's a look at your forecast. Today, showers likely, and they say mainly after 10 a.m. Cloudy skies, high today of 57. Winds from the south-southeast at 5 to 10, going to gust to 20 miles an hour, though. Maybe a quarter to a half an inch of rain. And then tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 10 p.m. Then showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. And then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 a.m. Regardless, the rainfall chance tonight, 70%, could get another quarter to a half an inch of rain. And we're looking for a low tonight of 51, wind gusts close to 20 miles an hour. Friday, there's a 10% chance of a shower or thunderstorm before 7 a.m., and then it's out of here. And we'll have mostly sunny skies Friday with a high of 76. Get ready for that. Winds averaging 15 to 20 miles an hour by afternoon, but we could see 40-mile-an-hour wind gusts on Friday. and then rain likely Saturday afternoon and night and Sunday night. So we'll keep you up to date. Some of those storms, again, could be rather strong to severe on Sunday. Currently in Effingham, we're at a morning low of 42. That's off a high yesterday of 60. That's local news. I'm Greg Sapp.